Oh, Sarah, I almost bought some sangria from Melissa. What do you think? You think that's a good or bad idea? So I was at Sam's Club yesterday, and they have non-alcoholic sangria, like in these little juice bottles. And I was like, I wonder if Sarah would let Melissa have this and be like, this is what you be drinking with this shit?
It's just fruit punch.
Yeah.
All right. So I was looking at flights. I have this app that tells me like when flights are getting low. Right. And there was a flight to Johannesburg. And Sarah says she don't want to go to Africa at all. I said, come on, man. You don't want to go to Africa at all.
Oh, I said, I want to see the pyramids.
I want to see the Egypt. I want to see Nigeria. I want to see South Africa. Kenya? Sarah, like, nah, I'm good. But I said, you want to go to the white man's land, Paris?
I don't want to go to Paris. They rioting over there. They always have problems. We can go to Greece.
New Zealand?
I want to go
there. There's nothing in Africa I've been like, yes, I want to go see that.
You don't want to see the dope ass pyramids?
Come on, man. It's hot in the desert.
That's North Africa, man. You be good.
John did his research. North Africa, be good. I'm pretty sure there's a time where it's not hot.
Nah, I think it's always hot there.
We going to Africa before we check out of here. I'm telling you that much.
John, we'll go to Africa right now if you want to. Get a passport. Right, man.
Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow. No, I got to get mine Thursday. Now I got to get my birth certificate because I couldn't find it, so I got to go to Kane County.
Then you're going to get your
passport. And then go get your passport. Yeah, because you need the birth certificate and your ID.
You got to make an appointment online.
Yeah.
I got my birth certificate. You want to use mine?
Yeah. All right. That'll work. All right. Joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
Today we're talking about the debut studio album in the final piece of the Migos trilogy. Offset's Father of Four, released February 22nd. 2019 by Motown / Quality Control Music. He's a Motown artist, man. What'd you think about that? Producing Metro Boomin, Southside, Alan Ritter, Q Beats, Doughboy, Dre Moon, and
blah, 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 blah.
Hold on, man. Let me get to the features and we'll let you cook. J. Cole, Big Rube, Gunna, CeeLo Green, Travis Scott, 21 Savage, Cardi B, Quavo, Gucci Mane. And that is it. Manny Fontaine, what do you have to say about this album right here? I know this is one you was looking forward to. You told us out of all of them, this was going to be the one for you.
Thank you, John. Keep talking for me.
You was disappointed.
I was actually impressed.
With what? The fact that you put together an album or?
It was better than, I think it was better than Quavo.
Yeah, this was the better one out of the three.
Yeah. I thought about that theory, but I didn't want to go back to the other two to check to make sure if I was
No, it was definitely better than the other two.
All right.
That's why I was impressed. I was like, this is actually better than Quavo's and Set Off was.
Oh man, Quavo and Takeoff, man.
Takeoff, sorry.
He did say he wanted to do something different on this album. And by different, I wish it was beat selection more so than subject matter.
First of all, the beats all sounded the same.
Yeah, see, like, I told you.
Was it the same drum pattern?
The same tempo, same BPM.
Did he do that on purpose?
Like, I told John, I was like, I feel like I could just go like this to the whole album. Like it never misses. It just stays on the same repetition.
It was crazy.
What did you guys think about the choice of having Big Rube on that intro and the bars that Big Rube put? I said, oh, this is about the best lyricism we're going to get. I mean, J. Cole bodies this shit. He did too. But I was like, you can't put that on the intro when this guy is bodying it.
He's about the Rube, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I said, you're not going to be up to that level. And then the other question is,
I didn't mind that though. I thought he did pretty good with that.
All right. So then here's the question.
I like the hook. I like.
What did you guys think about him?
How he explained Offset
being honest about the daughter who he didn't know. Like, listen, I didn't know your baby mom. I didn't know your mama. I didn't know.
Sometimes
really
some things were a little awkward.
I mean, because you do have to grow up and listen to that.
Yeah,
are you upset? Remember, Manny Fontaine, I think me and you have this sort of notion. Maybe you do too, Sarah. I never understood the people who get mad that they're an accident. Like, what?
Oh,
these shadow. What do you think?
I don't think none of us are playing. We're poorly playing. If that, like, whoa. Yeah.
I have yet to meet any parents around our age that are like, man, we were trying and trying and trying, checking ovulation, you know, fertility doctors. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, man.
I think
man.
Everybody be thinking that when they come in the world, that this was some beautiful love making that their parents are making. It was, shut up. It was some ass slapping, choking, all that shit came through.
Wait, whose parents are we talking about?
Everybody's parents.
That's gross. That's gross.
That's how it happened. Shit, it's getting it here. said, what Jay say? My dad was trying to get a nut. He got a nut in. That's just how it happened. Shoot. So y'all didn't have any problem with that?
I mean, it was awkward, but I understood what he was trying to get. What he was trying to convey.
I think the baby's mom got mad at him, though.
She set the record straight. She did do like some IG video or YouTube video and was like, it was. Because she was trying to basically... Because the way he put it out there was if she was just some hoe that he met at the stage and blah, blah, blah. Or even if she wasn't, he put it out there as if she was sleeping with other men, and maybe she wasn't sleeping with other men. Like Offset,
I didn't take that though. Did you take it that way?
I just took it as I took it on. He makes bad decisions, not her. Yeah, because you're a celebrity. Shit, that girl might have just been like, I'm waiting for Offset to hit town.
I thought you wasn't mine. Yeah, something like that.
He said, I didn't know you were mine for sure. Yeah. I didn't know that. But that when you say that, it makes it that the woman sleeping around, not that shit. I don't know. I didn't really know the girl. She could have been pregnant.
You know, I didn't take it like that, and I guess I should have. But I'm saying I thought he took it as in like, we only mess around once. Yeah. So
it's all it takes.
Yeah.
Is really not that much he talks about? I mean,
it's not really. His grandma.
There's a couple of lines before he gets to Cardi before the lose me. Like he's like, these bitches. What do you say? These hoes, I mess with got my bitch head fucked up or whatever. Like they lying, but then he does talk about that.
He said something about truth. I can't remember.
Don't lose me. That was the big song. It's hard to do in a Cardi. First of all, here's the thing. There, you remember the sum is greater than the parts or whatever that saying is. That's the Migos.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the Migos. If the Migos are all fives, when they get together, and 5 times 3 is 15, when they get together, they're 20. They are way better together. I never want to hear them by themselves.
I think we realized that after the first solo album, though. Yeah. That these guys all need each other.
The weird part is,
and if you can't have like one of the other Migos, just substitute them for 21 Savage. Bam. Yeah. Then you got a hit.
You do.
Well, the problem, I think the biggest problem was, why did everybody feel like they had to do long albums? It's bad enough the Migos albums be long.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that y'all all wanted to do about 20-something.
You know what's crazy? Y'all felt like they had something to say, too. Like
they all did. They all felt like it is. Like, yo, I got to get this off my chest.
Like, you could see that they really wanted to show you that they are artists. Like, as in.
Yeah, Offset, really. That's I got that from his Breakfast Club interview. He was talking about how it
which
be
was the
different.
Best thing out of everything. Like,
yeah, the interview was really good.
Yeah, his Breakfast Club interview.
I like the fact that he talked about his dad, and you, which I mean, you can't. I understand he's a father for, and that's why he doesn't want to make those mistakes his father made. But when you talk about, yo, whenever he calls, I try to give him money. He doesn't even take it. He brings that up too. He's like, his dad is on that stuff.
Yeah.
Golly, your son is successful as hell. And you cannot get it together to just be like, let me enjoy this. I got 4 grandkids I don't see.
Yeah.
Like that's
well, I just want you to know, John, as soon as you get to that point, listen. I'm Robin B.
It's a desert over there.
You not listening?
No. You.
Soon as y'all hit that lottery, I'll be right there. You don't even have to call me. I'll be right on your arm. John said, damn, this motherfucker don't never leave. I'm probably going to be in the guest house. Give me like 3
you
bedrooms.
You know damn well if John is the one to win the lottery, we still going to be living a broke life over here.
No, he ain't. Not a broke life.
Yeah, he just like my dad. My mom talks about my dad being a penny pitcher and just being so.
I'd be like, John, I want to buy a Mercedes truck. And John would be like, man, you don't need that. You don't need to buy that. Why do you need that? We got 2 cars out there right now, a Buick and a Chevy. And I was like, we just want $200 million.
Jonathan would be like that. John, probably you over there for a couple of reasons. Why do you want this money? So what is it going to do?
Explain. Write me a 4-page essay. Double space, MLA format, in Chicago.
And then he says, "No, John, like, no, that's too much to lose. $2,500? No, that's just way."
All right,
how you gonna pay me back?
All right, y'all done?
Well, we gotta do the
rating
the points.
Yeah.
3. There you go.
Hold on, Sarah J. Golly.
3. Justin? Yeah, we're ready, John. Sarah, what's your point?
Sarah gave it a 3.
I'm giving it a 3 because it's the better one out of all the solo albums.
I'm giving it
2.5.
I feel like all 3 missed the mark. Even though I might enjoy this more.
Yeah, I'm going
to
give it a 3.
I'm not going back
her.
To none of the albums. None.
No. I might go back to this one. I like the Cardi B and the 21 Savage collab.
I did like
the
I did like
I like
that.
J. Cole.
You know I like the CeeLo collab too.
All right. Quickly with the Cardi B. if Cardi B wants me to believe that she writes her rap, she got to stop rapping the same. Because the what her flow on this one seems like the same flow she uses for Money. She'll just, or other songs where she'll be like, something from the ring, something in the ring, jumping in front of the ring, and get like, and I said, wait a second. How did you grab that flow for this song? This song was a little bit different, but you still rapping the same. Like, I'm just copy and pasting this flow. I know how to do this. But that's it, man. All right. At One and Only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, at Offset. Until next time, peace.
Peace.